be right at the top where they kind of come to a point. And, yeah, I didn't know we had a special name for that.
I do.
Game show?
Yeah, right.
Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I've heard them called tassel.
Yeah.
You know, I've never heard that expression.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. No problem. For you, is a string bean the same thing as a green bean?
Yeah. String bean and green bean, they're the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of beans were there around then?
Lima beans. And we had a lot of lima beans. And, another kind of beans. I think that was pretty much the string beans and the lima beans were the two most used beans. Except, of course, you know, like the Boston baked beans or something. Does that include that, too?
Sure. More or less, though, it's talking about things grown.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, they'd be lima beans and string beans, and I don't think we had any soybeans. I don't remember them.
Pinto beans.
No.
Not growing. How about the different kinds of squash? What are some of those names?
Acorn squash, summer squash, yellow squash. That's, yeah.
And no beets.
Beets? Well, I don't remember any beets growing around us, but I maybe there were, because beets were fairly easy to grow.
Yeah. How about varieties of potatoes?
Now this is in a garden that would be, this isn't what you get in the store, you just...
Or even in the store, I suppose.
Oh yeah, well, yeah, all potatoes, sweet potatoes, yams, and Idaho potatoes, and the red potatoes, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And something that's red that grows on a vine?
Grapes.
That you put in salads?
Oh, tomatoes, yeah.
And did you ever grow any of the tiny ones or see other people that did, the ones that are about this big?
No, I never saw anybody grow them, but I know what they are because I buy them all the time. With a little, there's a grape tomato and a pear tomato. Mm-hmm. And the grape tomatoes are very small. The pear tomatoes are kind of shaped like a pear.
Right.
And then, of course, the larger tomatoes, like Italian tomatoes. And,
right.
You know.
And then those ones that are just perfectly round.
Oh, yeah, they're like cherry tomatoes, yeah.
Yeah. And all of these things we've been talking about, corn, tomatoes, squash, what are all of those called collectively?
Vegetables.
Okay. And you did talk about fruit. Did you ever know people grinding up apples to make anything?
Yeah, applesauce, mm-hmm. Apple pie, although they didn't grind them, they cut them for that.
Okay. Different kinds of cherries? Any names?
Let's see. Maraschino cherries. Gosh, I've forgotten the names of some of the cherries. I know there's a lot of, well, not a lot, but there are different kinds of cherries.
Are you looking for the actual names of the cherries, or what she called cherries, if she wasn't referring to them as cherries?
No, the actual name, the variety.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that's fine. What is the hard thing inside the cherry?
The pit,
yes.
Or stone.
Do you have a preference in using one or the other?
Oh, just usually in a cherry, I'd probably say a cherry pit. I don't know.
How about for peaches?
I'd probably say stone.
Okay, and you know how peaches come with flesh that removes easily from the pit or stone, and
yeah.
The kind that does not? Is there a difference in name between those two types of peaches?
Cling peaches?
And then the opposite of being